The Catholic Church is trying to address a priest shortage that's hitting hard in its rural Alaska parishes. The Fairbanks Catholic Diocese, which oversees churches in northern and western Alaska, will send all Fairbanks area priests, including Bishop Donald Kettler, to serve Mass in villages next month. Diocese spokesman Robert Hannon says the move is a first step at recognizing one of the largest challenges the church is facing.
In the last 25 years, the number of priests in our diocese has gone from 47, roughly about a priest a parish, down to 17. And if trends continue, of course, we'll see even fewer priests.
Hannon says the decline follows a trend that extends well beyond Alaska, but its impacts are great in the state's isolated villages. Hannon says sending urban area diocese priests to bush parishes the weekend of October 4th and 5th will hopefully begin a new sharing program.
We're really looking at a sister parish relationship so that not just the priest goes out to a parish in the rural community, but the whole parish in the Fairbanks area can adopt and kind of start a long-term relationship with one of their rural cousins.
Hannon says that relationship could also include sending ministers and lecturers to villages and staging summer kids' Bible camps in rural Alaska. He says another effort aimed at addressing the priest shortage would allow Alaska Native deacons who are married to become priests.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim area has requested a special Yupik rite wherein there are married Yupik priests. Now, that's a letter endorsed by parish and regional councils all across the diocese that we would look to send to Rome.
Hannon says the exception to the priest's traditional vow of celibacy would acknowledge Yupik cultural belief that a person becomes whole only when married. Celibacy exceptions are not without precedent in the church. Hannon says married Lutheran ministers who convert to Catholicism are allowed to serve as priests. There are 20 Alaska Native deacons in western Alaska who could serve as priests if the Vatican allows.